Hello.
My name's Latasha. I'm calling from Eagle Moss. I was returning a call to this number.
Yeah, Latasha. This is Charles Morris, and I'm calling you in reference to an expense that came off my account. My account is presently on a delayed status or something like that for like 5 months. It's been like a month since it's been on delay, about a month. But I'm just wondering why I got a charge for $28.88.
This was
$28.22.
This charge was for, I'm not sure if you, they suspended the account for your kids for the actual buildup, but you have a buildup account and then you have a special promo account.
Oh,
they
okay.
Didn't suspend the special promo account. Would you like to go ahead and suspend it?
No, I mean, what is it? Like, is it like a gift or something that's coming?
Yes, yeah, so it's a poster.
It's a poster?
Mm-hmm.
just go ahead and suspend that, because I already have a poster. I have the poster already. I have the... an Eleanor poster.
Yeah, the special promo come with more than one poster.
It does?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't say it. $30 for a poster. That seems expensive for a poster. Can you just suspend just the poster? Because I know they're going to send probably more gifts out, right? Can you just suspend that one?
It's a certain date that they give you. I'm not sure if you didn't receive it to your email. Will they tell you about the special promo? You have a certain day to skip it. Is already in the process?
I didn't even receive it in my email.
I'm looking
in my email right now, and I didn't even receive it.
Send it back in order for me to do the refund.
Yeah, and that's the issue. I don't even have it on my email. You guys didn't even send me an email. And that's the issue. I didn't receive an email from Eleanor at all. I mean, I check my emails every day. Every day I keep track of my emails. I even erase some of them that are useless, that aren't priority and things like that. I erase most of them out of my email. So, and I keep up with them all the time. So I don't see any... Honestly, I don't see any Eleanor email anytime. I mean, you could probably tell me what date the email would have came out, which I'm sure you can.
Let me see if I can. Hold on a second.
That's fine.
They sent the email on March the 17th.
March the 17th? Let me see here. There's an old saying, an ostrich with his head in the sand makes a lousy cop. But you see, if you can't deal with your own problems, well, it's hard to deal with others. I don't even see it here.
Have you checked your spam or your junk folder?
I'm going to check it right now. By all rights, I could, you should watch your mouth a little bit. I'm going to March 17th here. Well, March 30th right now, so just hold on. Excuse me. Normally, I receive them in my regular email, even the special gifts. Like the gifts that I get a regular email. It comes across my regular. It doesn't go in my spam at all. So apparently it changed, which I don't think you guys should be allowed to change that, because then it's a miscommunication, because then I can't even keep up with what you're charging me on my card. And that's the issue. See? So let me see. It's not on my spam. much. I don't even have it here. The only one that I got a mail, an email that says just landed our newest arrival, U.S. Eagle Mall shop, and it shows like the Star Trek pre-order, Star Trek pre-order or whatever it is, and then U.S. Titan pre-order. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I don't even see the email here. That's the issue. I mean, there's got to be a way where you don't even need the email for me to change and cancel something.
You could cancel your special account, your whole account, if you would like to. You'll still receive your build up.
Yeah, but canceling my special account would cancel all the other gifts that are coming after that.
Right, like the crystal case and all that, you won't be able to get it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
What email? We have charlesm2886@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's the email. Yeah, I mean, it. Can you resend that email out again and then just, because you said I can do it through, I can just cancel just that one through the order because I haven't received it yet in the mail. It hasn't even come in the mail yet.
Yeah, it hasn't came in the mail, but it already have processed to be shipped out to you now. I can see if I can go ahead and get it, but they're most likely going to not allow me to request a refund because they're going to want the poster bag.
Well, I'll just mail it back. That's what I'm saying. When I receive it, I can probably mail it back, right?
Yes, but that's the point. You'll have to mail it back first in order for me to do the process of the refund.
And that's cool. I'm cool with that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, I can do it that way. That's what I'm saying. I can mail it back. But the issue is that
go ahead.
I'm going to need some sort of probably a shipping sticker or something to be able to mail it back. So whoever ships it to me, they're going to have to reprint a shipping sticker. I'm going to have to tell the gentleman when he brings it here, I'm going to have to tell him that I'm shipping it back. And what I'll do is I'll just give it right back to him, right? I mean, that's
correct.
Probably what happened.
And correct, because we don't give out return shipping labels.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So he's going to have to print his own shipping label or whatever it is to return it. I understand that. I'm just trying to figure out what method I can do it that way. And then we'll just mail it back. And once I mail it back, what that'll do is just it'll ultimately refund the $28.88 and then until the next gift.
No, sir. It's gonna refund it back onto your card, but you'll have to call us and let us know. It may take up to 21 days to process the refund.
Oh,
well, of course, to receive it into the warehouse.
Time is not an issue. And that's fine. I just want to make sure that it gets shipped back. And make sure we ship it back, and then once it's shipped back, and then I have a documentation or evidence that I shipped it back, then I would call you guys, and whatever evidence that I have that I shipped it back, then how would I actually prove that I shipped it back to you guys? That's what I'm saying.
They should give you a tracking number for it.
They should give me a tracking number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. That's all I needed to know. Once I receive it in the mail, I'll just, it's a poster, so I don't even know if they're going to mail it in my mailbox, try to put it in my mailbox. My mailbox is not big enough, so they're probably going to have to give it to me, hand it to me. But that's fine. I just wanted to make sure. But I didn't want to cancel the special promo because there are other gifts coming. What's the next gift that is coming in the promo series?
As of right now, it's not going to show me that because sometimes a promo don't come up like as fast. It may take up to some months, but it's not. Let me see before I say it's not, but most likely it's not going to show me. Hold on 1 second.
Have you picked up your medication,
No, sir. So it's not going to show me as of right now. So if you want to call back, I'm not understanding. I'm going to send over a complaint to let them know that you're not receiving your emails for your special bill. But that's it's not going to show me right now.
Like I said, I didn't receive an email at all.
Well, it's just to give you a heads up, your account is going to be suspended till the 30th of July because I went on ahead and suspended it with the other one.
Okay. That's fine. You can do that. I'm cool with that.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's fine. I just wanted to settle the situation and find out whether I have to call you guys back or what I need to do to actually figure out what's going on. Because like I said, I never received that email. I never received it. I'm looking it up right now on all my email, March 17th. You said you sent it out March 17th. And I don't even see it on here. And I don't really see it. Let me see. Let me look through where the 17th is down here on the general folder that I have. Let me see here. Just hold on a minute.
Okay.
I'm just still trying to figure out where the... Because March 17th is pretty far back. I'm still trying to look. Looked at my other folder, but maybe it dropped in a different folder. Because I do put, a lot of times I'll put my Eagle Moss in an important folder. It's an important folder, so maybe it automatically put it in that important folder. Maybe not. I don't know. Because it came from Eagle Moss. Hold on a minute. Still looking back to the seats here. March 18th. I got a message the last time. I got a message on March 16th from U.S. Eagle Moss, and it was for St. Patty's Day, 25% off fan favorite. That's all that I got. That was the last message that I got from Eagle Moss here. Yeah, it was just March 16th, and that was it. That was the last message I got. Yeah.
Okay.
I never received... Yeah, because I check my emails every day, and it even beeps. Every time I get new emails in, it goes beep, and then it shows the emails at the top of the screen on my cell phone. So any new emails, normally I see them right away because they come up right on the phone, on my phone. So, and I never received the email. So
okay.
just so you know. So
okay. So, I did go ahead and cancel. I also put the complaint in about you not receiving the emails.
Yeah, I didn't want to cancel it out. I just wanted to...
I mean, not cancel. I'm sorry. Suspend.
Yeah, if you can just temporarily suspend it for now, because I got to figure out whether I got to mail that poster back, because I didn't really want the poster, and I may not want it. I haven't received it yet in the mail. So, as soon as I receive it, whether I change my mind or not, you know, I haven't received it in the mail yet, so I don't even know. But I haven't even received the email. That's the issue. That was the issue. I didn't even get notified of it. It's just you guys shipped it out and then charged me for it randomly. And if that happens, if you guys keep doing that and you don't communicate with me, the money might not be in there. And then whose fault is it? Is it my fault? It's not really my fault if I didn't receive the email and the money wasn't in a bank account. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to figure out here. So, but it's okay, ma'am. We have gone as far as we can go for right now. So I appreciate this. Thank you. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's everything. Thank you.
You're welcome. I thank you for calling Eagle Mosh. You have a great day.
You have a great day, too. Thanks.